Yes, hi, good afternoon. This is Lieutenant John Daly from the NYPD Intelligence Division. I'm on the ground in Jakarta, Indonesia. I arrived at the scene of the suicide attacks approximately 8 hours after they occurred. The hotels are located in the area of Imam Banjul. It's a circle on the lower part of the map. As we go to the next slide, the executive summary. At about 0745 hours on the morning of July 17th, 2009, two terrorists executed two synchronized suicide bombing attacks. The attacks encompassed two hotels, the Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton, which are across the street from one another and primarily catered to foreign businessmen. Both attacks occurred in the vicinity of each of the hotel restaurants. Each restaurant is on the ground floor of the hotel. Quite often these restaurants will have businessmen have meetings, and the breakfast is always included, so they get quite crowded with people starting their day out in the mornings. Approximately 8 people were killed and over 50 were wounded. In addition to the attacks, an undetonated device was later found in the Marriott Hotel on the 18th floor in the room of one of the suicide bombers. In the Marriott Hotel, it's believed the bomber checked into the hotel approximately 2 days ago. In the Ritz-Carlton, it's possible that the bomber also was a guest in the hotel. That's still being investigated. On the next slide, we could see similarities between Jakarta and New York. They're both similar in size, with Jakarta covering 253 square miles with a population of 8.5 million, versus New York covering 304 square miles with a population of 8.5 million. On the next slide, you can see the two hotels. On the left is the JW Marriott Hotel. You can see the one tower, and just to the right of it is the second tower. Both of the towers also have residences for apartments. On the right side would be the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. In the back, the smaller building is the entranceway, the restaurants, office facilities. In the back of the picture is the actual hotel towers where most of the rooms are. On to the next slide. This is a bird's eye view of the hotels. The area around the hotels is now much more developed. It's a very commercial area. There's a lot of large buildings, stores, hotels, and it surrounds almost the whole circle. This is a pretty old photo, but it's what we could pull up. Okay, on to the next slide. This slide shows the JW Marriott lobby. You can see a metal detector in the lobby. This is the hallway leading to the conference rooms at the back of the location. You can see a lot of damage in the ground here. This is not the area of the explosion, but down a corridor away from it. And on to the next slide. This is the far end of the lobby. This is away from the blast, the furthest distance from the blast. This area was extensively damaged due to the blast being forced into the location. Primarily, the extent of the damage was due to the blast-proof glass in the lobby. This hotel was attacked a few years ago with the car bombing, so as a result, they have all blast-proof glass. So basically, the blast went through the lobby, and it had nowhere to go, and it went primarily up. You could see the damaged ceiling tiles in the center of the picture. It's very extensive. It was hard to get a good photo due to the damage in the crime scene location. To the next photo. Okay, this slide shows the rear of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. As you can see, the lower floors that are visible, all of the windows are blown out due to the impact of the explosion as well. This is also the restaurant of the location. Sources were telling me that the bomber was actually in the center of the restaurant, and it was very crowded at the time. The next slide, you can also see more of the damage. These were both fairly large devices, and they were very destructive. The damage was quite extensive throughout both of the locations. On the next slide, it shows, this photo was taken minutes after the attacks, and it shows the some of the victims and a lot of the chaos that followed. It's a heavy police presence in the area. This is a very financial hub in Jakarta. So so the police are always in the locations. They always have checkpoints set up, and there's a lot of security in addition to. But most of the people shown here are, in fact, police officers. Now, I also wanted to mention that sources are telling me that the Marriott bomber was pulling a suitcase and had a laptop bag on his shoulder. This is very similar to a video that you were just shown from the Ritz-Carlton, showing a male believed to be the suicide bomber in the location, acting in exactly a similar fashion, walking through the lobby, acting as a guest in the hotel. So, on to the next one, if anyone has any questions.
John, do we have a makeup of the nationality of the suicide bombers?
At this time, no. They're still trying to identify them. It's predominantly most of the acts of terror in Indonesia are Indonesians. They have a lot of terrorist activities here, so they expect them to be both as Indonesian citizens.
And do we have a confirmation yet that they're both males?
We believe the one of the Marriott was definitely a male, and the one in the Ritz-Carlton was most likely a male. There were some mixed reports earlier. Sources are telling me it was a male, but that's not confirmed at this time.
Do we have information, John, that they were guests of the hotel?
Yes, sir. In the Marriott location, my sources were telling me that he checked into the Marriott approximately 2 days ago, and the Ritz-Carlton was still investigating it, but sources were also telling me that they haven't ascertained an identification yet of that bomber, but people in the hotel recognized the person as being a guest that has been there for a couple of days. But that still cannot be verified until the ID is made of the suspect, of the terrorist.
Both suicide bombers, DOA?
DOA? Yes, sir. The devices were very destructive, and the bombers are both DOA, and there's eight DOAs at this time, and they expect maybe a couple of more, not a significant amount, but some of the injuries were very serious, lost limbs, things of that nature.
Do we have any information or a theory on how those explosives got into the hotel in the first place?
That's a difficult question. They don't have any theories yet. From my experience, I travel in the region a lot, and they do screen people checking into the hotels. But quite often, guests with luggage, the luggage isn't always screened as thoroughly as you when you walk through the metal detector. A lot of times, the higher end hotels, they don't want to trouble their guests, and it's not necessarily the correct way, but that's just how they operate.
John, do you have anything from your sources on some information that there was either a bomb or bomb-making material on the 18th floor?
Yes, the J.W. Marriott suspect was apparently a guest staying on the 18th floor, and approximately 2 hours after the bombing, once they ascertained his identity, they went up to the room and they discovered a device, and they took it from the location, and the police are investigating the device, trying to find signatures of the local terrorist organizations.
Okay, John, thank you very much for your report. Good work.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.